produced by the Planetary Society in Pasadena, California, and is made possible by its deep-thinking members around the world. Mary Liz Bender is our associate producer. Josh Doyle composed our theme, which was arranged and performed by Peter Schlosser. I'm Matt Kaplan. Ad Aries.
If you enjoyed that program, you can go now to KZFR.org and tip for that show. Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the local seasonal and organic delights at Farm Star Pizza, where the farmer is the star. Farm Star features artisan pizzas, salads, appetizers, and desserts, and they have, wait for it, enjoy it, savor it, vegan and gluten-free offerings, as well as craft beer and eclectic wines. Farm Star Pizza is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, with live music every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday evening. They're located in Chico at 2359 The Esplanade. And you can also find Farm Star Pizza on Facebook and at farmstarpizza.com. And we're made possible by Advantage Insurance Services. Local independent insurance broker Dave Dalton can provide for all your insurance needs. Advantage Insurance is proud to support KZFR and can be reached at 342-0540. For a quote or more information, please visit them online at AdvantageInsuranceChico.com. This is KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Non-Human Radio. All right, welcome to the August 1st, 2018 episode of Non-Human Radio, where we talk animal rights and veganism almost every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico and streaming online at kzfr.org. With me, as usual, is the insightful and handsome Danny Toms.
It's almost as if someone edited this.
I know. Please give our listeners a summary of what they'll be hearing in the next half hour or so. Go for it, Danny.
And today we'll start with an update on the car fire in Shasta County and ways you and I can help our human and non-human neighbors to the north. Then we'll give you an update on the Shasta County Wildlife Services contract that we reported on just last week, and we'll end with news about one of Europe's largest travel booking agencies that has stopped selling tickets to SeaWorld because of animal welfare concerns. Jeannie, what do you got?
All right, thanks, Danny. So on July 23rd, 2018, that's just last week, the car fire was ignited in French Gulch, California, and quickly turned into a nightmare for the city of Redding and other towns in the North State. As of this morning, August 1st, the car fire has burned more than 115,000 acres and is at about 35% containment. Thank you to a huge cadre of firefighters from all over the state and the region. Almost 1,000 residential structures have been destroyed, and many structures remain threatened, and tens of thousands of residents have been evacuated and displaced. The car fire has sadly claimed the lives of 2 first responders and 6 civilians. According to the New York Times, the car fire is the largest of 17 wildfires now raging in California. California's just on fire right now, and we're only in July. The fire is currently heading west into the Coast Range after tearing through parts of Redding, but the containment line is, I think, in place around the city of Redding. The car fire is now considered the 7th most destructive in California's history, according to CAL FIRE. So I thought it would be a good time for us to hear about some groups that are helping in the area, both human, but because this is non-human radio, we're going to focus on the non-human helpers. And so, so I thought we'd just go ahead and get going on that. And I want to note that the Red Cross is currently running 8 shelters for human evacuees. I'll just go ahead and go through them quickly, but if you're already in one, you're already in one. And I just want to roll through those. We have the Valley Christian Center in Anderson. We have the Foothill High School in Palo Cedro, Simpson University in Redding, Cross Point Community Church, also in Redding, Grace Baptist Church, also in Redding, Trinity High School in Weaverville, Rolling Hill Casinos in Corning, and they are also a large animal, livestock, and RV shelter, and Shasta College in Redding. And those last two are both at capacity. That is how many people were forced out of their homes. The Redding Rodeo Grounds and the Tehama County Fairgrounds and Rolling Hill Casinos are all sheltering large animals and cattle. For non-human small animals, Haven Humane Society of Redding found itself thrust into a large-scale animal sheltering and rescue operation that it probably had never before faced or even anticipated. With the help of regional mutual aid from North Valley Animal Disaster Group, the California Veterinary Medical Reserve Corps, I bet you didn't even know we had such a thing.
No, I did not.
And many, many volunteers, Haven Humane has risen to the challenge. Haven Humane is currently operating 2 animal shelters for evacuated pets and also lost and stray and unclaimed dogs and cats. Its main location is at 7449 East Side Road in Redding. The shelter is open from 8 to 5, and it is sheltering, that location is sheltering most of the stray and lost or unclaimed animals. Because of the demand and the need, Haven Humane also set up a secondary location for sheltering of owned dogs and cats, what are called owned dogs and cats, at the Anderson Factory Outlets at 1699 Highway 273 in Anderson. Haven Humane has posted pictures of stray cats and dogs that were picked up or brought in from the car fire evacuation to their Facebook page. These lost and stray animals will be kenneled at that main location for Haven Humane on East Side Road. If you are the owner or if you have any information regarding a possible owner of these cats and dogs, please call Haven Humane at 530-241-2550. Also, keep checking their Facebook page where they are updating with new pictures of animals as they are brought in and taking down animals that are getting reunited. So that number again, 530-241-2550. Haven Humane has reported on their Facebook page that they have cared for over 600 animals that were evacuated due to the car fire. They received an entire big rig of donated dog and cat food. They received hundreds of crates and many, many other items. So much so that they no longer need donated supplies. So they're asking if you would like to make a monetary donation, they can accept that either in person at either shelter location, or you can use the link on their website at havenhumane.org. And I'll just say this is this disaster, as so many others that we're seeing around the world, sadly, social media is the most responsive way to see what's going on in your community or with these organizations. If you go to the Haven Humane website at havenhumane.org, it's just their standard website. They haven't made any updates or any alerts. They don't have time to. They're just going through and posting on their Facebook page. So if you're looking to volunteer, they are not taking volunteers at the main location, but at the Anderson Outlets, they may still be needing volunteers. There are, although some residents have been released to go back home, those lucky, grateful people. Some others are not so lucky, so they still have animals in shelter. So I'm going to give you the email address if you are interested in inquiring about volunteering directly for Haven Humane. They set up the email havencarvols, so that's H-A-V-E-N, car for car fire, C-A-R-R, V-O-L-S at gmail.com. And they will be happy to check with you and schedule for a shift that works for you. They need volunteers to be at least 18 years older and preferably have had experience handling cats and dogs. And as a side note, just one little update on their Facebook page, Lowe's, what kind of store are they? Lowe's Hardware Store, building supply store donated 20 rolls of AstroTurf so that they could make adequate dog kennels for their dogs there.
Awesome. Home improvement store.
It took me a while. Thank you. Yes, it escaped me. Yeah, because dogs, unlike cats, they need to be taken out and walked. And these AstroTurf areas provide like a good, safe location. One issue when setting up any of these ad hoc shelters is containing the critters, mm-hmm. so that if one does get loose because they're in a strange environment and not behaving as calmly as they might if they're with their own person, they can escape and run. North Valley Animal Disaster Group. Oh, and just a side note. On the Non-Human Radio Facebook page, I have already posted all of these websites, that email address I just rattled off to you, the phone numbers, all that is on the show notes for this episode on the Non-Human Radio Facebook page and also on the Non-Human Radio Instagram post at Chico Vegan on Instagram. Another group that I want to give a shout out to is the North Valley Animal Disaster Group, which responded as a mutual aid, so they were requested to respond to help Haven Humane with setup and running of the dog and cat shelter at the Anderson Outlets. Train NAVDAG, North Valley Animal Disaster Group, NAVDAG volunteers are currently pulling 12-hour shifts to clean cages and walk dogs and manage organized and safe intake and release of the many dogs and cats that ended up at the Anderson Secondary Shelter at the Outlets. Many of these volunteers have driven up and are still driving up from Chico, which is where the majority of NAVDAG's volunteer base comes from.
So it becomes sort of a 14-hour shift.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. At one point during the early part of the car fire, the group NAVDAG had a wish list for donated items, but happily they no longer need physical supplies. But as with Haven Humane, they can use monetary donations, which you can make at their website, and North Valley Animal Disaster Group, using their acronym NV as in Victor, AD as in dog, G.org, NAVDAG.org. You can also check out their upcoming volunteer training page on their website and think about signing up to become a trained volunteer for when the next disaster happens. And of course, that's not an if, it's a when. We are in a region that will always have these types of wildfire disasters and, of course, the occasional loop when we have something like the Oroville Dam flood threat and you have all of Oroville and places south rushing for cover.
And one of the things we also like to talk about or comment on is things, you know, roadside zoos, bad ranchers, folks like that. They don't have evacuation plans for their dozens, if not hundreds, of animals. It's not easy to move 100 large animals in a hurry, and it costs money to be prepared to do that. And some people don't even have a plan. And so, you know, the North Valley Animal Disaster Group is tremendously, it's always called for, you know, I think probably on even a smaller fire, because who else is going to come help you in that scenario?
Yeah, especially with the well-trained disciplined volunteers. I can't speak highly enough of NAVDAG. And, you know, you're absolutely right about, quote, farmed animals being particularly vulnerable. There have been wildfires in the North State, particularly some around the Davis area, where a flock of sheep were really badly burned. Mm-hmm. And they ended up at Davis, and a lot of them were so badly burned that they had to be euthanized. So it's a known vulnerability, and especially when you have caged animals such as we have in the Kirshner Wild Animal facility.
Yeah.
So also just a little side note from the NAVDAG Facebook page, they requested and received a brand new 7,500 watt generator on loan from the Humane Farming Association, which is an abolitionist farm animal group in Glenn County, I believe, so that NAVDAG could run additional air conditioners, refrigerators, and lights to safely build this shelter from scratch, from basically nothing in a vacant outlet store area.
And that's amazing. I mean, that's, you know, this isn't just a volunteer group. You show up for an hour. Like, I've seen some of the training. I think you've been through the training.
Yep.
It's the real deal. It's serious people that are, you know, well-trained to do serious business in a hurry. Like, imagine that, setting up a shelter now, right now. What do you do?
Exactly.
And they know how to do it.
You have to have the stuff ready. You have to have the forms ready. to build an instant animal shelter.
Yeah.
And I'll just say also the other half of what, probably the more important half of what North Valley Animal Disaster Group does is they go out and they educate the public who live in these really vulnerable areas. Really, the best rescue is one that doesn't have to happen. So along with the other links that I have on the Non-Human Radio Facebook post is a link on disaster preparedness prepared by North Valley Animal Disaster Group. If you live in the foothills, anywhere in the North State, and you have a critter, you must be prepared to make plans for your companion animal. They're relying on you to do that. And then I want to give a shout out, talk about one additional group that I haven't heard mobilized a lot in the past, but I think we will be hearing more of them. The California Veterinary Medical Reserve Corps was deployed, and many veterinarians, registered vet techs, and veterinary assistants responded as mutual aid to help treat animal victims of the car fire. If you want to support them, you can make a donation to the California Veterinary Medical Foundation to assist with this and other, we know there's going to be other disaster response efforts. The California Veterinary Medical Reserve Corps is on site at the car fire and giving the animals exams and treatment as needed to help ensure good health for these stressed and injured dogs and cats. The California Veterinary Medical Reserve Corps is the largest veterinary medical reserve corps in the country. Good going for California, huh? I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
The Reserve Corps provides veterinary professionals with the training and credentialing necessary to deploy under state authorities during declared emergencies. For more information about the Reserve Corps or to donate, go to their website at CV as in Victor, M as in Mary, F as in Frankie.net. C, that's for California Veterinary Medical Reserve Corps. And donating to any of the groups that I've mentioned helps them to better help animals in disasters. Monetary donations help them purchase supplies. They help support the organization as a whole, and they allow volunteers who go on their own dime with gas and mileage to apply for reimbursement for supplies and services. So I encourage you to be generous. And think of these organizations that come and maintain the organization without you even being aware of it. But they are there when you need them. ABC Channel 7 out of San Francisco reported that Bay Area animal shelters are helping to transport dozens of pets from the Redding area near the fires. Long before the car fire, shelters in the North State had many dogs waiting for adoption. Since last Friday, 90 cats and dogs have been brought from the Redding and other North State shelters to the Animal Rescue Foundation, ARF, A-R-F, in Walnut Creek and to three other nearby shelters in the Bay Area. These were animals that were available for adoption in the Redding area and who did not have a home to go to. So the group is working to find them homes in the Bay Area. When the animals arrive in the Bay Area, they are tested and given an assessment to check their behavior, and then they are put up for adoption. Locally, the Butte Humane Society and Wags and Whiskers also made a push to empty their own shelters to make room for placement of adoptable dogs from Haven Humane and other affected shelters, right? So it's a process of making space. Every kennel space is valuable, and when a kennel or when a shelter like Haven Humane is often inundated with a massive number of rescue critters and there's no room, these other shelters stepped up to help make room. So I encourage our listeners to support all these groups that have stepped up to help animals in need. And I encourage every listener, that's you, no matter where you live, to be prepared to safely transport and house your companion animals if you suddenly need to leave your home, whether it be from a disaster like a wildfire or a flood that affects a whole region, or if your roof caves in, or if your plumbing explodes or the ceiling falls in. Stuff happens, and we know it does, and you owe it to your companion animals to keep them safe.
Yeah, it's important to have a crate if you can afford one for every animal, or at least a sturdy box. I know sometimes if you've got, four or five cats, you might have one or two crates because you only take one to the vet at a time.
Yeah, you need one for every animal.
And if you've ever been at the vet when you see the person coming in holding the cat in their arms saying, oh, it'll be fine. It's never fine, and you don't want a terrified animal going berserk in your car or somewhere else.
Yeah, and we'll have somebody from North Valley Animal Disaster Group in to talk about that, what is good preparedness. But, yeah, it's the crate. It's food, enough food for a week or two, fresh water, all those things that you need to that you would do for yourself you need to make sure you do it for your pet. So if you have the means and you want to donate to help humans, the Shasta County Sheriff's Office has put together some guidelines for donations for humans affected by the car fire. See, because vegans care about animals, and we care about humans, we care about everyone. Many donated items are being managed through a partnership with the Salvation Army and the Bethel Church of Reading. Due to overwhelming support from the greater community, only certain items are needed. Please limit donations to the items being requested. And donated groups, goods can be delivered to the Salvation Army on Larkspur Lane in Reading between the hours of 9 and 6. Please only donate new items. This is not a thrift store. The following items are being requested: pillows and blankets, water and sports drinks, and t-shirts, socks, and underwear, and produce. Do not deliver donations directly to those 8 shelter sites that I mentioned. They only want to be handled and managed through the Salvation Army on Larkspur Lane. And this is a logistic problem, right?
Yep.
Staff at these shelters are taking care of the humans in those shelters. They do not have time. They do not have capacity to manage the diapers that you might be dropping off or the water that you might be dropping off. That distracts them from their main mission. Oh, right. And yeah, the Bethel Church and the Red Cross work to match donated items to the needs of the particular shelter locations, and they deliver the donated items to the shelter. So monetary donations at this point are probably the best way to help, and there are several locations accepting monetary donations, and you can make monetary donations through the Shasta Regional Community Foundation Disaster Relief Fund, Tri-County's Bank. At any Tri-County's bank, you can stop in and donate money to the Car Fire Fund 2018. They also set up a GoFundMe that you can donate without dropping into a bank branch. And the funds will be distributed to people in need through the United Way of Northern California, directly serving fire victims with immediate needs and nonprofit emergency relief agencies. And you can also donate via text. You can donate via text by texting CAR FIRE to 91999. Another innovation, right? That I've seen this on other fundraising campaigns over the years, but it's a very nimble, agile way to allow people all over to help out. That's by texting CAR FIRE to 91999, and that'll put you in touch with NorCal United. NorCal United Way. Okay. Other tidbits, Butte County Public Health Department sent nurses to help provide 24-hour mutual aid to car fire evacuation shelters. That's been going on since last Friday. The U-Haul in Red Bluff is extending a helping hand by offering one month free of self-storage to car fire evacuees. Airbnb has gotten in to help out. They've opened up a page on its website calling for people to make their homes available to victims displaced by the car fire. Hosts in the regions are marked on an Airbnb map to open their homes for free from July 27th, 2018 to August 17th, 2018 for displaced neighbors and relief workers deployed to help. That is just remarkable. Locally, The Maltese tonight, August 1st, is hosting a Comedy for a Cause car fire benefit show at 8 o'clock. Local comedians will be taking the stage to raise money for car fire victims. Donations from dollars to pet food will be taken at the door, and 100% of the proceeds will go to United Way Shasta County Fire Relief Fund and Haven Humane in Reading. I like that because they're helping out the animals and the people at the same time. Mm-hmm. And they'll also be holding a raffle at the show. They have donations from a lot of local stores and restaurants, the Bear, Madison Bear, Mod Pizza, Dutch Brothers, Parkside Tap House, a bunch of others. Raffle tickets, I'm just going to mention this because I think it's interesting. The raffle tickets will be $1. However, Haven Humane at one point, I don't know if they still do, needed quarters to use the coin-operated machines to do laundry for all the pet bedding. So if you donate in quarters, a buck in quarters, you'll get 2 tickets per dollar.
Mm, so, 2 for 1.
Yeah. So that's basically just a snapshot of the things that I saw going on in our area to help out folks just up I-5 in Reading. Our heart goes out to them. to all the people displaced, to all the animals displaced, and we haven't even talked about wildlife. That I think I'll do some research and we'll figure out impacts on wildlife from these mega fires that are that originate from human development.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, you've been listening to Non-Human Radio on KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio, hosted by Jeannie Trezino and Danny Toms, and we are running short on time. I'm going to cut the next two stories, although the Wildlife Services is pertinent to Shasta County and Redding, but we will hold off on that for the next 2 weeks. All right. I think now you get to hear me talk some more. Yeah, I'm going to dive right into the animal rights calendar of events.
All right.
Okay, August 1st, the Maltese. Stop by, listen to some comedians, donate some money, help out car fire victims. That's 8 to 9:30 p.m. at the Maltese. This weekend, August 4th, is the Mini Stockton Veg Fest at the Living Green in San Joaquin. That's hosted by Stockton Vegan Living, and that's Saturday, 7:30 a.m., I think till 6 p.m., at the DeRosa University Center at 3601 Pacific Avenue in Stockton.
Where did you hear about this through Vegan Outreach or something?
I heard about this through Facebook.
Ah.
Only Facebook.
I don't get Stockton news.
Vegan Outreach is helping to organize a mini Stockton Veg Fest as part of the Living Green and San Joaquin event. Veg Fest activities start at 10 a.m., Vegan Outreach will be there sampling vegan yogurts and cheese. They'll be having, they created a vegan guide to Stockton with recipes and more. They'll also be having a 360 virtual reality experience for those interested in a 360 degree view of a pig facility, a gestation crate. Harvest Home Animal Sanctuary, which is in Stockton, will be there where you can learn about animals at their sanctuary and how you can help them. Animal Place will be there with their Brave the Cage exhibit, and that's where they built a human-sized battery cage. So it lets people go in and experience what it's like to be a battery cage chicken, an egg-laying chicken. August 13th, next Monday, Carnivores Anonymous will be happening on Monday, August 13th. From 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Chico Public Library at 1108 Sherman Avenue. Carnivores Anonymous is a new program in Chico organized by Trudy O'Connor, who is a sometime co-host of Non-Human Radio and also a vegan educator and plant-based chef. It's based on the idea that many people who wish to go vegan and stay vegan often have trouble breaking old habits. Carnivores Anonymous is a free psychiatrist-developed 12-step program developed by In Defense of Animals. It is designed to support and provide strategies to help people maintain optimum health, lose weight, reverse chronic illness, and tackle food addiction while adopting a plant-based lifestyle. The group is going to be meeting every second Tuesday of the month at the Chico Library from 7 to 8 p.m. They'll have a brief presentation and then group chatting. August 16th. The Wooden Spoon Cooking Series continues from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Paradise Seventh-day Adventist Church at 5720 Academy Drive in Paradise, hosted by the Paradise Seventh-day Adventist Church. Oats, peas, beans, and barley grow are words from a classic Seventh-day Adventist children's song, but also a great mix for a vegan cooking class. The class will feature a number of dishes with generous samples, as well as recipes and other giveaways. Call the church office to register at 530-877-4454. August 18th, save the date. That is the Sonoma County Veg Fest, hosted by the group Compassionate Living. That's Saturday, August 18th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts at 50 Mark West Springs Road in Santa Rosa. The Sonoma County Veg Fest is the North Bay's wildly popular celebration of compassionate, healthy, and environmentally responsible living. It features dozens of local and Bay Area vendors, three rooms of inspiring speakers, professional cooking demos, lots of free samples, an exciting food court. It is, they get some good vendors cooking for them, and an awesome family education and kids room with a full schedule of activities for families. For more information and to buy tickets, go to their website at socovegfest.org. All right. I think that we are about ready to wrap it up. And it's time for the one last piece of business that we have, and that is the animal rights quote of the week. Take it away, Danny.
Our animal rights quote of the week is from animal activist and mom, Alicia Oakley. Quote, "As a mother, I cannot imagine a more traumatic experience than having my newborn baby snatched from me at birth. I cannot imagine a greater violation than somebody stealing and killing my baby so that they can sell my breast milk. So now, when I think about milk, falsely advertised with images of contented cows grazing on idyllic pastures, this harmless everyday item for sale in every shop in every country around the world, I find myself asking, why are humans so addicted to drinking breast milk stolen from murdered babies?" Strong words from animal activist and mom Alicia Oakley.
Thank you.
Non-Human Radio is made possible through the generous contributions of KZFR listeners like you.
This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, its volunteers, or its staff.
We do, however, reflect the opinions of our non-human fellow Earthlings who would rather not be killed than experimented upon and otherwise abused.
Our theme music is Ready to Fall by vegan activist rockers Rise Against. Stay tuned for The Real Issue with Sue Hildebrand in the house from 6 to 7 p.m.
She's back. This is Danny Toms and Jeannie Trezino signing off. Until next week, be different, be better, be kind.
And go vegan.